The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother and Me. It's an advice show for the modern era, and I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middleest brother, Travis McElroy, period.
I'm your sweet baby brother, 30 under 30, media luminary, Griffin McElroy. Cha-ching, cha-ching!
What?
You hit the jackpot on this episode 777. It's your lucky day, pal, because we're about to... What's wrong, Trav?
I was just thinking for this one, maybe we could try doing like a really professional, right down the middle. This is, like we've always said, this isn't your daddy's podcast, but this would be your daddy's podcast.
We have a tag
this time. We can talk about 777. That's something.
And we never get to do like numerology stuff because we forget. But this one seems like... It writes it like we won't have to Trav, come over here.
Okay.
Because I don't want them to hear.
Okay.
We won't have to come up with as many jokes.
Yeah.
If we can lean on our sort of numerology.
Okay. Can we do it in like a professional, mature way, you think?
I don't understand why this is the time. This is the time and the moment.
Let's save that
for 778. That's a great angle for 778.
Yeah.
We don't have the numbers.
Let's speak on.
Oh, and for 789, we could talk about how that's why 9. Is afraid
six
of
six is afraid of seven. Yeah, we love this. We'll get the joke.
789 will actually be funny. That will be good.
Okay, great.
Because it's another number one,
that's
and there's
the one,
less.
That's the one we don't have to come up with. Okay. I was curious if the last time these like beautiful sevens had lined up was, of course, we all remember episode 77.
Yeah,
which was called
the lucky one,
the whole shebang, and that was from 2011. And I was curious if we had done some like. Some stuff about seven stuff. Like, I just didn't want to retread.
Well, okay, two's not as exciting.
Yeah look back three. To episode seven. Did we talk about the movie Seven a lot and like what's in the box?
In 77, we said, cut a hole in some sheets, cut a holes in a sheet, candy and apple, bob it and get ready. It's H time.
Okay.
I don't think it was
about 100% sure.
Using this to make a point. I actually, I brought this out because I was hoping we said something about seven. But like, I do want to make a point. This was 14 fucking years ago.
Yeah.
And
we
are still just grasping anything to talk about in the first five minutes of the show.
It's funny. I'm looking at the transcript for episode seven right now. And let me see. What about men's rights? No one ever talks about men's rights.
Yeah. We were groundbreaking at that point.
Yeah, we were the first ones talking about men's rights.
I'm more interested now in men's wrongs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's been plenty of men's lefts.
What?
I need them to.
Yeah. Men at work. I doubt
it. I need the men's to have lefts. And so in episode 7,777, we're going to look back on this 140 years in the future and be like, what the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah.
What did we even
well, by then, all the men will be gone.
Sure.
Let's hope. I had a brief update for everybody about my hemorrhoids. I did notice.
Justin,
this
please. Herroroids.
Herroroids. Thank you. We're erasing. So that video popped up. This week, we just happened to pop up the video about me debating whether or not I was going to use suppositories on my hemorrhoids. And I do have to, when you do a show like ours, it's very much stream of consciousness. There is a sort of walk of shame that happens when you see that pop up. You're like, oh, Justin.
Yeah. Did you? We don't pick the clips. We should make it clear. The three of us don't. Our wonderful like video team and social folks help figure that out for us, which is great because that means less that I have to listen to the show. The choice sometimes to put you and your butt wounds specifically to lift that up in front of the algo.
I think the incorrect assumption they make, is that Justin wouldn't bring it up on the show unless it was a choice he was making that he was proud of and wanted to be surfaced. And I think
once the record button has been pressed, I have to talk for an hour.
Yeah, it's a fusing. Especially the last 15 minutes. There's no accountability.
And the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, the first 5 minutes and the last 15, there should be no accountability for the very private things we discuss.
So I did get them. Not on purpose, but I did call them into a pharmacy out in I was like way out. I did not need to be spotted.
That's where Dustin Gackelroy gets his pills when he needs a little bit of
discretion. To be fair, he's extreme and loves putting pills up his butt.
Good evening. My name is Marcel Sweet Cheeks, and I believe you have a prescription for my collection.
And I am not sitting pretty.
Donut asked me to take a seat without my hemorrhoid donut. So I go into the... Damn it. I shouldn't have said... Rachel, edit out the specific pharmacy.
No one would have known that was the name of an actual place.
I know, that's why I gotta cut it out.
But if you hadn't said it, it sounded like you forgot the word pharmacy.
This is edited.
It's not edited.
I go to the pharmacy. I don't want people to know where the pharmacy I go to. Okay, whatever. There's probably not that many pharmacies. Anyway.
That's true.
So I get the suppositories. They look like the ends of number two pencils.
Okay.
Like the top inch and a half of a number two pencil.
The righten end or the
scraping end? The righten end. But we're good with that because we do want,
a tapered experience.
A taper is welcome. USA tapers welcome,
but no flare at the bottom of this one.
No flare at the bottom of this one. So it's like a bullet. It's a bullet.
Yeah, that's how people I hope describe our show: a fine tapered experience for easy,
no flare
insertion. Yeah, no flare.
It will come as no surprise to you folks at home. I have a physician living in the house with me, so I asked her. I said, "So, what do I do?" And she said, "I mean, you just."
Go.
Yeah, it seems a pretty one-step process to me, J-Man.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. Remember that?
Round peg,
hole. No, hold on. Griffin, you go ahead with yours.
Round peg, round hole.
Okay. Thank you.
Easy.
Easy. And that's what she says to me. Easy. So I don't do it for a while. And
did she say, is it tapered? For your comfort?
She didn't even ask. Here's that. I just told you the entirety of the conversation, and that will become important soon.
Okay.
So she says, yes.
Can we skip over the part if you do put it in your butt? Can we, tastefully? I'm not on Travis's
grown-up. Can we cut to the windows with curtains blowing and then come back?
Give us the story from Sid's POV so we don't have to.
I literally can't. Okay, yeah, I will. Okay, yeah.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Tasteful editing, that's all I'm asking.
I will. So... A random morning that had no real significance to me, Sydney McElroy. I'm in the kitchen taking care of our children.
Is there a bird outside the window? How's the sunrise?
Getting ready for school in the morning, right? I'm working hard, and I'm getting my kids ready for school. There is an announcement throughout the speaker on the home speaker system, and it sounds like this. Sid, come to the bathroom, please. I need your help.
Oh, Jesus, man.
When Sydney comes to the bathroom, she finds me, Justin McElroy, with my pants around my ankles, laying on the floor, sweating as though I've just been drenched in a bucket of mop water. And
like a weird ice bucket challenge.
Trying to rend the shirt from my chest so I could breathe again. That's what Sydney walks into. So here's the thing about putting in a suppository.
Yeah, go off,
you
gang.
You should not do it standing up.
Oh.
Yeah, that's because not the way. Yeah.
If you do it standing up, you can press a thing or do it a wrong. Well, this can happen regardless, but the reason we don't do it standing up is while the suppository is going in, you can, Sydney called it vagaling. And basically, you press the wrong tube in there, and you basically explode your whole butt. Your blood pressure gets fucked up, you can't stand, you burst into a sweat, and you basically have to lie down on the ground because you think you're going to die from putting the pill in your butt wrong.
Uh-huh.
Your wife said you couldn't do it wrong. She said, just pop it in there. She did not say lube it up. She did not say lay down. She said,
she
just
didn't say
pop
mind
it.
The vagaling.
She didn't say mind the vagaling because you could fucking die, Hoops.
Do you think you're stronger now than you were before?
She remembered the conversation exactly. When she walked in the bathroom, she knew. She knew what she
Justin,
had done.
She was like,
Justin,
oh,
when she heard the announcement on the Alexa, she knew.
She was like, oh my God, he vagled. What did I do? Oh my God, he vagled, my sweet boy. She thought she was going to walk into a big pile of blood, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, Justin.
Now I have to Google vagling.
Justin,
so
the good news, now you have this, if like when someone talks about like how hard childbirth is, you can be like, well, I put a suppository up my butt wrong, so I understand like 10% of it.
Here's the only thing I'll say about the suppository. This is the tip for the future. This is the only challenge with it. It's not putting it up there. It's that there is a certain point where your body says, I will take it from here.
Yeah,
and
sure.
You don't know exactly what that point is. And if you guess it wrong, your body's like, no, no. But then at a certain point, your body's like, yes, now it is inside me. I will take it from here.
You got to trust the peristaltic foreman inside your body that's like, oh, all right, boys, back it up.
This is what we practice for, guys. Let's do it. Just like I told ya. This is why we train, guys. This is why we train.
Esophagus is like, we heard it was medicine time. We're ready and raring to go. Don't worry, boys.
We've got
this round. Take the day off.
It's easier to teach an anus to dissolve a pill than it is to teach an esophagus to cure hemorrhoids. It's like the Armageddon thing, you see?
Right.
Do you think when that happens, the foreman of your butthole feels like when a defensive tackle gets an interception and runs it in for a touchdown? And he's like, I never get to do this.
Thump, thump. Yeah. Medicine? Yeah. What a treat.
It was a presence, too. You're aware of a presence.
The Lord, it sounds like, because you had an NDE on your bathroom floor.
Holy crap, though. But can I tell you guys?
Please.
The combination of learning that I was not dying.
Yeah.
And learning that my wife had messed up in a way where I was right about something and she was wrong.
A medical thing.
A medical doctor and I no longer had pain in my anus. I could have lifted a fucking truck, guys.
Yeah,
I was invulnerable that day, dude.
Yeah, sure,
I was right. Do you know how rarely Sydney messes up? It's like never. So I had that.
My butt didn't hurt at all. 777 episodes.
Yeah.
This is a first. And like, I got a brand new shirt on because I sweated through the last one. That's kind of like a
that feels good.
Null. It's like null, but like a clean shirt. Like
it feels nice.
It was feeling really good for the rest of the day.
Justin,
until I realized
you know
I would have to tell you guys about it.
You know what you got, Justin? 777 jackpot, baby.
Yeah, baby. And that's the kind of promise that we're making you on this episode. Everything's coming up you, the listener.
I also don't know if you've noticed, but the video that we did post of you talking about your hemorrhoids did get some actual interaction, I believe, on TikTok with the Preparation H account. This is a brand partnership that I think we've all been waiting for. Preparation Hoops special.
It'll be like the
McDonald's meals where it's like, I'm Travis Scott, and this is how I fuck around.
Or like a chacaroni pizza.
Dude, yes. I would be such a good spokesperson for Preparation H. Just clip this out, y'all. You can use it for free. Hi, it's Justin McElroy. When I'm packing a bag for travel, here's my rule. The first thing you pack should be the last thing you'd ever want to ask for. That's why Preparation H is the first thing in every bag I have. I probably have 7 tubes of it just lying around like a smoker who swears they're going to quit soon, man. Yeah. I got Preparation H all over this place. I'd be dead without it.
Dead drop.
Justin has it in the lining of his suitcase like a smuggler.
Click my link below to head on to the shop to use my special code to get the package with my face on it.
Right.
And then they'll come to you from China. I don't know why they're doing that. I asked them to not do that.
I think you could offer it, this SKU could really stand out on a store shelf if you didn't have to go to the pharmacy and say, like, let me get some Preparation H for my ruined bung. And instead, you could just walk up and be like, let me get some of that hoops goop.
Yeah.
And be like, I don't know what that is.
And listed as goop. Like a performance enhancer.
Performance enhancer. Yeah.
Maybe this is kind of like the Coke thing where you like give a buddy a Coke, give a pal a Coke. Yeah. Maybe the H could stand for something different on each of the packaging. So like mine could be like Preparation Hoops, but you could be like Preparation Hug or like Preparation Helping. You know what
Preparation
I mean?
Like Hemorrhoid.
Packet. Well, see, that's what
I think that's maybe.
Yeah.
That has been my suspicion from the beginning. Yeah. I started a new job a little over a month ago. I really like the job, but I have made a huge whoopsie. This morning, I used the microwave to warm up my breakfast. However, when I pushed in the lever to open the door, it wouldn't open, no matter how hard I pushed the lever or pulled the door. I assumed it was broken, and I pried the door open with my hands and a pocket knife. Only after I destroyed this poor microwave did I see the button that said lock/unlock. Nobody saw what happened.
That's really, really, really rough, man.
Nobody saw what happened. A lead walked by afterwards, and I said, hey, this microwave is broken. He looks at the damage and says, oh, man, they're going to be mad. This thing was brand new. This happened first thing in the morning, so they're blaming night shift. Dear brothers, what do I do? That's from Micro Screwed in SoCal.
First, can I compliment you? I want to give big props to you for using the passive voice of this microwave is broken.
Yeah,
it has that was a good broken. First this, step.
That's strong.
Broken this microwave is.
Yeah. Oh.
Don't, Justin, please.
Sorry.
Please don't conjure him. Yeah, man, you stabbed a if the knife hadn't been part of it, if you had just like broken it a little bit.
Certainly
like,
not the knife.
Yeah, if you've been like, the door got weird and I don't think it's working anymore, you have plausible deniability. If you insert a blade into this thing, you can't say that's unrelated.
If you're a knife person, everything looks like something you could stab with a knife. The problem is I see knife as like an extension of me. So I don't really think of it as an escalation so much as it is my like claws or a sack.
Yes,
it's
what you would
natural.
Use.
I always have it, so it doesn't count. Like, I don't think the TSA should be able to take my knife.
No, you're a knife guy.
My knife. This is my
knife.
Well,
it's also, Justin, I have to say, the smallest knife I've ever seen.
Exactly. I just want a little bit of a knife.
Yeah, he's not out there hunting crocodiles, Griffin.
Yeah, he wants a treat, a little knife.
Now, here's, I think, what this is, too, is a perfect encapsulation of new job panic when something goes wrong. Because the fact that you went to stab, and I'm going to assume here because you didn't clarify, a plugged-in microwave with a knife, that you weren't thinking about best-case scenario. You were thinking about, how do I get away from this as quickly as possible before anyone in the office clocks that I have broken the microwave with a breakfast sandwich? Because if I'm at home and my breakfast sandwich gets stuck in the microwave, I'm like, well, time will fix this, and I walk away. Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to pop off then. If we're not, if nobody's going to talk about it.
Go King.
Microwaves are horrible.
Oh.
Thank you so much, Justin. This
microwaves
is exactly
are
where
designed
I wanted this to go.
By maniacs for no one. Okay. Here's the thing about microwave, right?
Say it.
You want to defrost, you want to cook. You want to.
That's it.
That's it. There's cook it hot, cook it not as hot. Two things. And then how long I want to do it. That's it. The fact that these fucking things all have a popcorn button and everyone universally knows. Don't press that.
Fuck it up real bad.
Don't press the popcorn button if you're making popcorn.
Can you imagine if you rolled up to a stovetop in a kitchen and it was like, hey, we would love to give you selections for the heat and how high you want the heat to go. Instead, we have one big button that says fish on it.
Imagine you're making stovetop stuffing on the top of your stove and your mom comes in. She's like, no, God! It's like, what, mom? It's stovetop stuffing. Yeah, but you don't make it on the top of the stove. Not stovetop stuffing. That's the popcorn button. That's microwaves. That's where we're at.
Yeah. It's terrible interface design, and anyone could fix it.
There's three things I ever want to do with this box. Why are you asking? The weight is what kills me. You think I'm going to trust you, the microwave. I'm going to tell you I have a pound and a half of chicken, and you're going to be like, well, let me see. Fuck you. How about this? How about every 15 seconds I open it to see if you burned it yet, idiot? Because that's what I do every single time. I'm not going to trust you with this.
I assume that the lock-unlock button is a safety feature to keep, like, kids from climbing into it, I guess.
Like, little tiny microwave-sized kids. Yeah, for sure. That's probably an option.
I'm trying to figure out a scenario in which you're like, this is my microwave safe.
Is it an unlock so you can open it while it's running? Is this the feature? It's like, well, if you're sure, I guess you're an adult. Go for it, man. Unlock it.
I think you did him a favor.
Yeah, getting rid of this shitty microwave.
You know what? Good call. It's definitely under warranty, though.
This is sort of a trolley problem for me, where I need to know how many people are on the night shift.
And is there a real stinker among them?
That is, well, that changes the math, I guess, a little bit. But I'm mostly thinking in terms of, like, what share of the guilt are these people going to carry? If it's three people, that's too much. And I think that you're like, those three people are going to be looked at very suspiciously. If it's like 5, 6, 7 folks, they can carry the weight of a microwave mystery amongst them. As long as there can be some doubt.
I will say also, next time, don't jump to a levering action. Perhaps an unscrewing or a deeper examination with the knife. If you have a multi-tool, maybe the world's smallest screwdriver. And you see if you could do that a little bit. Levering is almost always, you know, you are going to break it. Like, the idea is, like, it will break before you do.
Of all the simple machines, it is the one that can do certainly the most harm.
Yeah.
I think it would be wild to have a microwave that's designed to be like, you can either push the button to open it or wedge something in the door and kind of crack it open.
Either one works.
Yeah. You can either get a railroad spike and a Gandhi dancer to come over and freaking pound it in for you, or you can press the lock unlock button.
Either one.
The lock unlock button is still bothering me because, like, there is a state called on and off for this thing. And if it is on, this do not open. Yeah. It should not be able to open. That should be as locked as it gets.
Yeah. It shouldn't be on and unlocked. Those are two binary states that should never overlap.
You're basically turning it into a display case at that point. Like, I don't want to cook anything in it, but I don't want anybody to steal it. Like, I just want to keep it in here and hot.
Is that it? Is it an anti-theft mechanism? Because what are you going to do? Use a locked microwave?
It's useless.
You wouldn't download a boat.
What? Yeah. For sure, man.
Whenever I make Cooper a breakfast corn dog, though, she is like ready and raring to rip that out of there, and she will burn a mouth on it if she's hungry enough. Maybe that's
A corn dog is a breakfast corn dog. A breakfast corn dog is still same concept and sort of molecular structure. It's a lava hot core inside of a sort of obfuscating shell. Another question?
I love that, Griffin. Whenever I order pasta at an Italian restaurant, the server always comes around with fresh Parmesan and says, tell me when to stop. The problem is I want an ungodly amount of Parm on my pasta. I'll sit there watching them grate for what feels like forever, and at some point I feel like the server gets uncomfortable, and I worry they'll just stop without me saying anything. Brothers, how do I politely tell the server to, quote, stop when I tell you to stop? And that's from Passionate Parm Lover. Okay. The first thing I do want to say is We don't need you guys to explain to us everyday occurrences. So, like, if you were to, like, we know when you go to an Italian restaurant and someone grates the Parmesan, you don't have, that's not something that happens special at your local spot. Or, like,
a quirky thing that you like.
I go to the factory where the spaghetti is made. Right. Thank you very much. Right. They do it a little different here. Yeah.
So we do know about that. So you could just say, like, when he's grating it up, like, I'll know.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll understand. We'll get it. Just trust that we'll get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll get it. Because we all think about this. I think what he is wanting, what the server is wanting you to balance is your desire for cheese with your discomfort from taking more cheese than you are deserved. Like,
that's
that
interesting.
You are owed. Because you should know, obviously, it's not your cheese. So there is an inbuilt guilt.
Yeah.
And the waiter is asking, what's your limit for discomfort in taking my cheese?
This is, I think, if I were to ever open an Italian restaurant, first, it would be terrible. Don't eat there. But second,
it would be bad. Man.
I don't know anything about running a restaurant. Two, I don't know, like, how to make food. So, but I would have a rule of, like, if you grate more than 10 seconds, it becomes a side, and there will be an upcharge for it. You can do
That's
it.
That's interesting. Yeah.
But at this point, you've now added a new element to the pasta. It's now an ingredient. It's a side.
Mine would be, I would make the server move the grinder all around, and so you have to move the pasta bowl underneath it to try and catch all of it. And if you drop too much on the table, it ends. The game ends.
What would you guys think about this move?
Okay.
What Let me take the helm.
Sorry, what were we
talking about?
Parmesan.
Okay. Oh, okay, thank you.
What would you think about this move? Why don't you let me take the helm? Let me take the stick on this
one.
Oh,
grab it.
Oh.
No, you don't grab it. You don't grab it, Griffin. We don't
you grab their
we
hands.
Don't grab. But you okay, say grab. I'll sure, do the cranking. Okay. Let me crank it. Right, because my worry would be whether it's a grating motion or a cranking motion, their arm's going to get tired if you get the amount of parm that you want. Right? Yeah. But you say, let me do it. You tell me when to stop.
Yeah, I like it. You say, I like it chunky. I like a chunky grind.
It's not the grinding they mind. It's the fact that they have to walk back to the kitchen.
To
Once
get
this
more?
Cheese is done, they have to go get more. So every nanosecond of cheese you're getting is condemning this person to walking back sooner. Like, you're giving them a chore, right? That's the balance. You're balancing that with how much delicious, salty, zesty Parmesan you want.
And yeah, that's going to make the
lot.
Pasta taste...
It's
going to make the pasta taste so good.
What
so
about
good.
A pre-tip? What about a pre-tip where you're like, listen, you're going to grate, and you're going to be grating so long that you're going to think I've forgotten to tell you to stop. But my friend Jackson here... It's going to get added to the tip if you just keep going until I tell you to stop.
The problem is, with that is, if I realize that someone is doing a protracted bit with a server like that, and that's what it feels like to me, it doesn't feel like it's not a common courtesy. Because courtesy would be just having enough cheese, right? We wave bye-bye to
courtesy. A normal amount.
You're not being courteous by saying, like, just for courtesy's sake, I'm a total, it's the dog in me, and I will just go ahead and eat all the crummy cheese you have. And, like,
to be I'll
bite
my,
and I might, just to be a gentleman up front, I might bite your hand if you take the cheese away, because I love the cheesy, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay, then just call ahead before you get there and say, hey, is it okay if I bring my own grater and Parmesan with me? I don't want to use up your guys' Parmesan, and I know I've got that dog in me when it comes to the grated cheese. So I'll bring my own from home, and if there's any left over and anyone around me, even at other tables, wants some, I'll take care of that too. I'm not trying to be greedy.
Do you offer a sort of 401k Parmesan matching program
where
you
call.
Will, however much I bring, you also will add to the dish because I can't get enough of this fucking salty stuff.
A lot of restaurants will have corking fees where you could bring your own bottle of wine
and
you just have to pay to, like, open it and drink it. They should have that with cheeses.
Yeah, that's cool. You could also do, I really like the useful hack of whenever I get a haircut that looks good, I'll take a picture of it so I can show the barber next time. Maybe when you get an ideal cheese pour, you take a picture of that. And when someone says, tell me when to stop, you'd be like, up, 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 up. Just this much, please. This is the perfect amount. My boy Tony hooked me up last time I was here. Are you going to play ball or what's up?
Okay, when I open my own
Italian restaurant. I've had some trouble in the past with some of your less generous co-workers.
Gotten some look. Some looky lose I didn't appreciate.
When I open my own Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
We will have a cheesing fee.
Paint a scene for me.
We can, first of all, it's not good. It's being run very poorly. It's either overstaffed or understaffed at any given time. I can't seem to find the right amount of people to have.
Right.
But we will have a cheesing fee where, for a fee, you can bring any cheese or cheese-flavored thing you want to put on your pasta. No judgment. You want to come and crunch up some Cheetos over your pasta?
That's cool.
It's yours, man. Do it. You know what I mean?
The chef, they should bring the chef out to watch you do it, though.
Yeah, that's what the fee includes.
Man. Oh, gosh. Counseling for the poor chef.
Mm-hmm.
If they said, I'll stop when you say when, if you gave him like one little look and just like, that's great, but fair warning, I got that dog in me. And a little bit of a wink. Would that get you thrown out?
I said the same thing.
I think they'd like it.
I said the same thing, but you're paying them money for it, Justin. Your version is do it.
Yeah.
But wink at them.
Do it, but like.
Tipping is so uncomfortable.
It makes it dirty offering the.
You're it's a
bribe.
Win
it's not a tip.
It.
It's a bribe.
The money makes it dirty,
it, Justin.
The joke makes it. The joke makes it dirty.
The joke and the money makes it dirty and a dirty bribe. And I think they should get paid, but I think they'll also. Just
we should pay servers a living wage. Thank you.
We should pay servers a living wage. Brave and bold.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can we go to the money zone? Because I also think we should get paid.
I love getting paid.
Great.
I got a new kitty.
Yeah, you did.
She's 2 months old. Her name is Jasmine. We've had her for about 3 days. She's great, and I love her.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward.
I'm still undecided. But it takes me a while sometimes.
You're undecided on whether you love my kitty or not?
She's a sweet, pretty kitty, but like. There's a lot of time for the apple cart to spoil.
That's true. You have a 100 different point metric that you use. It's
prove it to me.
Yeah,
prove it to show me what you got, kid.
But I'm excited. Maybe I'm not going to say the whole reason I got a kitty was to try Smalls, but I've heard such good things from Justin about how his kitties love it, and it gives that ability to maintain consistency with food. While still changing up the flavors and keeping your cat all interested and hooked on it. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. It's been a great relationship between us and the cats and Smalls. Everything has been better since we started serving them wet food. Like Travis said, you can pace out how much you're feeding them. Their coats have looked better. And I feel good about the stuff that we're giving them. And, you know, there's like little bonus in there. Sometimes like there's some treats in there. That's fun.
Ooh.
The kids love that. They'll go digging for the treats. It's fun.
Justin's kitties hate my fucking guts. And that is because they know I do not hook them up with Smalls. And they've told me as much.
For a limited time only, because you are one of our beloved listeners, you can get 60% off your first Smalls order plus free shipping when you head to smalls.com/mybrother. That's 60% off when you head to smalls.com/mybrother plus free shipping. Again, that's smalls.com/mybrother.
Summertime's wrapping up and we're all panicking and freaking out about all the stuff on our big summer list that we were going to get around to.
I did
we
it
said
all.
Said this. Well, that's good for you, Travis. Because
I said, have fun. That was the only thing on my list. Have fun.
Mine have was fun. More ambitious, ride the big roller coaster at Funky
you did
Park.
Say that. Yeah.
There was learn to swim, have my first kiss.
Yeah, get taller was on your list, which I thought was
get
weird.
Get taller while having a first special kiss and like a lot of stuff.
You
that
said
I
you wanted your first kiss to be like the Spider-Man kiss, specifically from Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
You wanted to be Kirsten Dunst, right?
And I haven't gotten around to fetching my special baseball hat out of old man Murphy's yard with the junkyard dog. But if I'm going to have time to do that shit, then I can't be wasting time in the kitchen cooking up meals, doing prep, doing all the stuff that I absolutely hate to do in there. I want to eat good food. I don't have time to do it because Mr. Murphy's junkyard dog is so scary and I have to learn how to run real fast to get away from that.
You need PF flyers, so, Griffin. I told you. You got to get flyers.
My feet are too fucking wide for traditional baseball shoes.
I know, Griffin.
Damn it. And you know that, and you embarrassed me on purpose. But Factor is where I go to get delicious chef prep meals that are delivered right to my door, so I don't have to stress out about the time I'm wasting in the kitchen when I need to be training for dog survival. They got over 65 weekly meals to choose from, and I don't think they send you 65 meals. That would be a really tremendous amount of food. Maybe there's some way to request that. But they have so many different meal options regardless of your diet. They got premium seafood choices like salmon and shrimp, no extra cost. Just flavors from all around this big, beautiful world of ours. I've used Factor, and the food genuinely is quite good. It's always sort of a crapshoot, I know, with certain services like this, and Factor's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
So what we want you to do is eat smart at factormeals.com/brother50off and use code brother50off to get 50% off your first box, plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code BROTHER50OFF at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box, plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. I'm bold of them to think that we can handle that level of disclaiming, but I feel like we've stuck the landing completely.
Nice job, Griff.
Thank you.
I'm Emily Fleming.
I'm Jordan Morris.
And I'm Matt Lieb.
We are real comedy writers.
Real friends.
And real cheapskates.
On every episode of our podcast, Free With Ads, we ask, why pay for expensive streaming services when you can get free movies from apps with weird names?
Each week, we review the freest movies the internet has to offer. Classics like Pride and Prejudice.
Cult classics like Point Break.
And holy sh**. What did I just watch? Classics like Teen Witch.
Tune in every week as we take a deep dive into the internet's bargain bin.
Every Tuesday on MaximumFun.org or your favorite pod place.
The Flophouse is a podcast where we watch a bad movie and then we talk about it.
Robert Shaw in Jaws, and they're trying to figure out how to get rid of the ghoulies, and he scratches his nails and goes, I'll get you, ghoulie.
He's just standing above the toilet with a harpoon. No, I'm just looking forward to you going through the other ways in which Wild Wild West is historically inaccurate.
You know how much movies cost nowadays when you add in your popped corn and your bagel bites and your cheese fritters?
Sure. You can't go wrong with a Henry Cavill mustache. Here at Henry Cavill Mustaches, the only supplier.
The Flophouse. New episodes every Saturday. Find it at MaximumFun.org.
Oh, what's this, Juice?
I want to look at Sabrina Carpenter's mouth.
I don't.
Make my brothers look at Sabrina Carpenter's mouth.
There's a string of saliva in the picture.
This.
You remember when you could sell donuts without blowjob ads? Neither does Dunkin' Donuts.
Jesus Christ.
Guess who's back? Back again.
More like junk or blow nuts.
This fall, Dunkin' has taken mornings back to where they began, with the clink of a spoon in a cereal bowl. That's...
What does that have to
what
do?
Does that have crazy to do with Miss Carpenter?
It's the craziest fucking sentence. Dunkin' is taking mornings back to where they began? What in the fuck could that mean? To
Dunkin',
win the
you're already,
fucking primordial ooze slipped out of the ocean?
To win God called Let There
to
Be Light.
God?
Yeah.
Launching nationwide today, the all-new cereal milk latte transforms that memory of the beginning of time into a sweet nostalgic
slip. Why did you
have
to screen share this extreme close-up on Sabrina Carpenter's mouth way before you were going to...
Hello there, Dunkin' Daydream Hotline. What can I do for you today? Oh. You're hot. I see.
The fuck?
I think I know what you're really craving. A strawberry daydream refresher. I'm sorry, did you?
Creamy cold foam and strawberry bliss. Sabrina's strawberry daydream.
I'm sorry, well, so what was the cutoff there? Did you bust?
What?
What is, why did it cut off?
The video that's playing right now? I mean, is
no, 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 when she was talking.
I just,
it was, no, she rewind was it like 10 seconds.
Okay, okay, I'll rewind it. I'll rewind it. I'll rewind it here.
I'm sorry, did you?
Creamy cold foam and strawberry.
Did you creamy?
So like,
so the suggestion, so the suggestion that I think is the man she's talking to jizzes?
Do you remember earlier, listener, when I said, remember when you could sell donuts without a blowjob ad and you thought, oh, Justin's being a little puerile? Not really. I mean,
the man busts.
Not really. The man busts in the creamy.
A man busted on my Dunkin' ad. Man busted on my donut commercial.
All the man busted. All I'm going to say.
The man busted.
That's nonsense. I mean, that's nonsense.
A room full of people watched this finished product, and I'm going to bet unanimously said, yes, that's exactly how we want to do it.
That's exactly it.
The man should, how much of the man busted Tammy's show?
And then one guy in the back was like, and what I add, a boing.
Yeah.
Like, can I add one aruga? No, Jim, you can't. How long have you been the CEO of this company? You know you can't add arugas.
I appreciate Sabrina Carpenter's brand a lot. Requires a certain suspension of disbelief that talking to someone on the telephone about a cold and frothy beverage being offered at the local donut restaurant would be enough to make you bust in. Juice, show me the time code on the moment of the busting, because I think it's like 20 seconds. That's crazy, dude.
I also...
Wait, hold on. I got to see the time on this.
Okay,
33 seconds from nothing to busting by hearing about a donut drink? Are you okay, sir?
There is also there's a level of sincerity to this commercial, too. Like, where's the winky jokey part exactly? No,
I love this is I want to be specific here because you did mention Sabrina Carpenter's brand of nonsense, to be specific. I think this is great. Like, if I was Sabrina Carpenter and Duncan was like, you want to do this ad? And I was like, okay, but I'm going to be kind of insane with it. Like, you know me, I'm Sabrina Carpenter. I'm going to put some like sex stuff in there. And Duncan's like, yeah, absolutely. We love this. Can you put a cum joke in? We're Dunkin' Donuts. Can you put a cum joke in for Sabrina? Get the money. I'm saying go for it, Sabrina.
Go for it.
Here's what it is.
It's a wild partnership.
It's a wild
place where they do the spider donuts that are orange with the donut holes that have a fake spider.
They just did Superman donuts.
You just... No.
What is crispy, Travis? Crispy, I don't think you watched the crispy same cream. Movie. What juice?
That was a Krispy Kreme promotion and a Dairy Queen promotion, but there was not a Dunkin' promotion with Superman.
Also, Superman would be all about a guy busting 33 seconds into a phone call.
Here's what I'm going to say. If this show,
that's what being a human is about.
If this showed up as one of their funny fake commercials on Saturday Night Live or SNL, as we in the know call it, I'd be like, oh, yeah, they nail this. That's hilarious.
That's
blurring,
great. Though. That's but if it was on SNL, you know they would put more of the busting in. Like, they would make it louder and more pronounced and not, like, kind of suggestive.
How long do you think the discussion was about what noises the person on the phone should be heard making? A
lot of debates.
Unthinkable that was not scripted. It was probably like they do with Kenny on South Park. They knew exactly the nasty stuff he was saying.
There was almost certainly a version that contained, let's say, more explicit sounds. And they're like, we
and
can't.
Less. They probably had a version in there that was very like Peanuts teacher, muted Trump.
I'd like to continue with the news, please.
Can I continue
with the news?
Yeah,
Duncan
absolutely.
Is serving up a latte that tastes like childhood all grown up. The new cereal and milk latte combines espresso with cereal milk for a marshmallow cereal flavor that's creamy, rich, and unmistakably nostalgic. I should stop here and mention, hi, I'm Justin McElroy, the human being. I will fuck with this on an incomprehensible level. I'm going to add an extra shot, and it may be the first decent thing at Dunkin'.
It's rare for you to be excited about a Dunkin' offering like this.
I also want to point out that this is another of my favorite, and Dunkin' is guilty of this a lot in their press releases, of like talking about this like it is a metaphysical, spiritual experience and not just like,
right,
hey, we had an idea for, like, I know this is going to sound nasty at first, but hear us out. What do you guys think? You guys are going to love this, right? But instead it's like, this is your childhood. You can get back to a simpler time.
Born again.
We can, building on the success of the Dunk a Latte, Dunkin' is taking its taste latte innovation to the next level with cereal milk made with real cereal, unlocking that unmistakable bottom of the bowl sweetness. Now let's pause here. It's latte innovation to the next level with cereal milk made with real cereal. Hey, why?
Yeah. What do you do
and
with
how?
The cereal?
And how?
Yeah.
Why and how? Are you making cereal so you can destroy the cereal and put it in the milk? That's cruel.
Who's eating that?
Who's eating
Someone
that?
Someone better be eating that. I'll be so pissed.
Why are you making it with real cereal? You have fucking science, man. Go get the vial. This is Fruit
Synthesize
Loops.
It.
And scooch it in there.
Scooch it in.
Don't destroy
don't
the
waste
cereal.
All the, that's good
you
cereal.
Say that,
also,
but I bet for employees of Dunkin', this is a great unexpected benefit of like, hey, and Jimmy, we need you to eat all this cereal. That's your job today. It's just
I don't want,
here.
But I don't want Jimmy's dirty mouth anywhere near my cereal. Like,
there's
I don't want it to be pre-eaten.
Associated Griffin.
There's an associated.
I'm still, I don't,
You want to see the, they're doing some gear. Do you guys want to see the gear?
Oh, hell
Does it specify what cereal the milk is
isn't
tempered
that,
with?
Isn't that
That's
absolutely
fucked up?
It's erasure. I mean, like, I don't know how else to say it, Griffin. That's certainly not what I meant to say.
A Cocoa Pebbles cereal milk
is
up
so
against
different.
Like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal milk. It's two completely different
versus,
textures.
There's three families, right? There's the cinnamon family. There's the fruit family. There's the chocolate family. You can overlap some of those, but like, I gotta know where I'm going.
Then there's the one that the parent buys where it's like, no, this is the one we're getting.
The Kashi family.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Get your Cracklin' Oat brand flavored.
Sorry. I was gonna show you guys the gear. You can guess for free if you want, which I bought, but I'm not gonna tell you. Screen Dunkin' gear. They had Dunkin'. They call it the Dunkin' pop-up shop. Oh, good. You fooled me. It's neat. A neat little tent right here on the internet.
Yeah. That says Dunkin' at the top and bottom and all over it.
Yeah. And you got DunkinGear.com. This is a cereal and milk.
Can we get a zoom on the milk in the bowl?
I don't think I can do that for
you. Its consistency is like yogurt.
It's a yogurt. It's a very thick milk. We've got level up your side. There's a t-shirt. There's a sweatshirt. There's a trucker hat.
Oh, you got the trucker hat, Justin.
No, I didn't. I got too many ball caps. I got the sweatshirt and the t-shirt. So that is the story on that. I did want to also let you know, guys, more of a public service kind of thing, but mark it on your calendars. 21st of August, we're talking about it. The return of Pumpkin at Dunkin'. Pumpkin at Dunkin'. The Pumpkin at Dunkin' is back.
I thought you said pumpkin.
It's back already.
Pumpkin at Dunkin'. Guests can add pumpkin swirl to their favorite hot or iced coffee, cold brew, or espresso drink. So I just want to let you know.
Can I pumpkin up the cereal milk drink?
I would rather.
Can I put pumpkin in the cereal? Can it be cereal and milk and pumpkin?
Yeah, you can pumpkin in the cereal drink. No
you
problem.
Can put pumpkin also. In the cereal drink and then call and talk to Sabrina Carpenter about it.
What if that commercial was like, oh, you put pumpkin in the cereal drink? Yeah, that'll make you jizz for sure, sir. Don't worry, I'm connecting you to the poison control hotline right now. You shouldn't be busting in 33 seconds. That is a result of the pumpkin toxin.
So that is the scoop over there at Dunkin' HQ. I got to get one of those soon.
How about one more question?
I'd love that. I've just gotten off work and I'm walking home. As I was crossing a parking lot, I saw a young man walking on a sidewalk nearby. He had a very long stick, was doing some kind of bow staff movements with it as he walked. I'm talking spinning it, twirling it behind his back, even swinging it as he was fighting off a group of assailants. In context, it was sort of a strange thing to see, but it did look pretty cool. I admire this young man's skills and confidence to practice them while walking down Main Street during rush hour. And I wanted to say something like sick moves, but I was worried that I'd come off as mocking him and didn't want to feel embarrassed. So I stayed quiet and I didn't watch him for long. Is there a way I could have paid this young warrior a genuine compliment, that would be taken in the way that I meant it. And that's from Bo Staff Bystander in Bentucky. The guy was probably a college student, and they work at a college. So there was like on campus. The college does have some kind of Jedi club or LARP group or something. So maybe he's in that.
Man, if he's not, go grab him. You got fucking great.
Get him recruited. Yeah,
you should try to get some of the details sketched in for yourself, because you shouldn't run up and be like, "Hey, just so you know, we got some kind of nerd club here. Look into it." Like, thank you.
Excellent. If you're not the president of the Jedi club, you should join them, because
you're
the
Jedi club or okay. Sorry, stupid.
What's up?
I just watched a video the other day of Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen at some kind of like convention where somebody handed them both lightsabers, and they're kind of like, yeah. And then they start busting out full, like whip it behind their back and still doing the
hell
moves.
It was the
coolest thing I've ever seen.
So cool.
You can't unlearn it. I still
Hey, credit, by the way, credit goes to Hayden and Ewan. If I can, please. Yeah, they have just clung to that fucking shit and refused to acknowledge that those movies are dirty dishwater. And somehow, just through the sheer force of will, they waited a fucking generation and have snowed these young people into thinking that is one of the good movies. It's insane. Just by like being there and hanging in there long enough, we have just like decided to ignore the fact that those movies suck.
Well, they didn't have to fucking look forward to it in real time and drink the Star Wars Mountain Dew and go to Phantom Menace opening night with their dad and then have like a really weird energy in the drive home of like, was it not? Like, they didn't have to deal with that sort of trauma. They can just watch the fight scene with Yoda on YouTube and be like, fuck yeah,
Yoda man, indeed.
We've said his name more than three times in this one episode. We're playing with fire.
What's difficult is I often get this just because like someone's lifestyle choices makes me happy, because it makes me happy that they're like just living their life and doing whatever. Like I saw a lady like just talking to her dog as it used the bathroom, like full on talking to her dog. And it was like making me so happy. And I was like driving, and my consistent rule is if you are driving, there is nothing you can say to anybody that will not be taken as bullying. I'm going to assume if you're saying it from a car, you're bullying.
Doppler effect. Like,
Exactly.
If you're hanging out of the passenger side of your best friend's ride, there is nothing you can holler at me that is going to come off as like a positive thing. But just a pedestrian pass by, there might be a way.
So the power imbalance in the first scenario is obvious, and that's why it's not okay. But there is a power imbalance to paying someone a compliment and then being sort of chained to your own foot speed. You know, like foot speed then becomes incredibly important.
How fast are you going in the same direction?
Oh
yeah, velocity, angle. There's a lot of geometry that goes into whether or not you can do this compliment.
I'm going to give you the universal. I think there's a universality to the compliment. Yeah. Hell yeah,
brother.
Hell yeah. I don't think you could take hell yeah as insincere.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No. Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah is always pretty sincere. Hell yeah. Yeah. I don't think you can.
Hell yeah. Even if I think they're goofing about it, it's still like kind of a fun way to do. Like,
right.
I don't think that's going to hurt so bad. Also, you're twirling a bow staff in the middle of the college grounds. You know you'll be seen. There's a certain extent to which you know you'll be seen. I'm not saying that you're inviting commentary, but you're walking around twirling. I'm excited for you. You must understand it's an uncommon practice.
You should also understand that if you go to someone and you say, hey, moves are looking good, this person's doing the moves in public, with all due respect, they know they're looking good. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't come out here day one. You're probably seeing day 158 of their best staff journey, right? They just now decided to treat us all to it. They've been on the grind inside.
I would also worry. I think where my particular brain would go is if I complimented anything with any specificity, this person is now going to start talking to me about how they could introduce me to the way of the bow staff.
You want nothing to, that's not, yeah.
I'm not part of this. You can't perceive me. I perceived you. Don't perceive me back. That's not a character.
Hell yeah, I support this from a distance. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And hell yeah.
Clearly, that's all I needed to say. I was moved by the spirit. This wasn't a planned response. It just bubbled up. But if I'm like, sick moves, that's going to feel like, let's sick compare and contrast. Like, now let me show you my bow staff moves.
So many greetings that we have are societal based in that, like, I'm trying to signal to you that I'm a normal person in society and you're a normal person in society and we're both safe and normal. So we do this, like, common accepted greeting, whatever it may be, right? There's not a good way of acknowledging that both of us are, like, in on the joke. You know what I mean? That we are approaching this whole thing with the appropriate amount of levity. It's hard to signal that in a life-affirming way. Because genuinely, when I see people who are just like going for it, it brings me a lot of joy. I want to communicate that to them. But also, it's none of my business. You know, that's kind of the whole point with being on your own journey. You're just kind of doing your own thing. And it's hard to say to people in a non-ironic way, like, we both kind of get that this is... kind of silly, huh?
But this we're having a good time. Cool. Here.
It's cool.
You're into it.
We're having a good time, though, right? Like, no, I mean life. Like the whole thing, right? Like, we're having a good time.
Not the bow staff.
Not the
bow
staff.
The whole human experience.
The whole human experience. Like, you're having fun with it. You're not, like, I don't know, never having a bow staff. You know?
My personal view of this is if someone has made a clear choice that is a very visual thing, like, if I wear my suit jacket that's covered in, like, gold sequins, I didn't wear that so people wouldn't compliment it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This dude's out here twirling his bow staff with his sick moves walking down Main Street. He didn't do that to blend in. That he wants to get noticed and perhaps complimented.
He's being impeccable with his word. I got my bow staff out. I want people to come tell me my bow staff moves are cool.
Yes.
Tell them my bow staff moves are cool.
Hey, to approach this from a different angle... Maybe he's on his way to kill somebody.
Yeah, maybe.
And you just let him fucking go because he's carrying a weapon around and flailing it around because he's going to kill someone dead.
But
and you just let it slide. So
but Griffin, the temptation to challenge him to a fight, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Griffin, imagine you're a homicide detective and you get the call and you're like, okay, what's the murder weapon? What do we think? And it's like, guy came in with a bow staff. He was sick as shit. Like, there's a level to which you, even as a homicide detective, would be like, holy shit, really?
Yeah.
He killed him with a bow staff?
Blunt impact trauma, many hits, and he was humming Duel of the Fates the entire time. So I think we actually know our guy.
Yeah.
Cool. You can go home. Clock out.
And it was kind of cool.
It was cool.
I had to admit it. Not to him, but I did. Hey, thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you liked it. Did our best.
Yeah.
We did our best, and we had a good time, and at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. But it would also matter to us a great deal if you'd come see us live if you live in Atlanta.
Or near this week. Atlanta, even.
Or you're willing to travel.
If you're willing to travel, Atlanta is beautiful this time of
year. It's a Delta hub.
Yeah, we're going to be there for Dragon Con, doing stuff there this weekend. We're going to be there doing the Adventure Zone. It's Taz versus Popeye, which I'm very excited for. And my brother and me all during Dragon Con in Atlanta.
And Dragon Con events, too. We'll put that up on our McElroy family Instagram so you can see where we're going to be and everything.
If you are going to be at that Mabim Bam show in Atlanta and you have a question you want answered or a fear you want read aloud, email it to mbmbam@maximumfun.org and put Atlanta in the subject line and we'll consider it. We got other shows coming up too in San Antonio and Austin and Utah and San Diego. You can find ticket links and everything at bit.ly/McElroyTours.
Also want you to know we've got a back to school sale going on. It runs through August 31st. With select items up to 40% off. We got 3 different back-to-school bundles on sale. Check that out. And you get a free mystery pen with purchase of $30 or more. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to World Central Kitchen. McElroyMerch.com.
Thank you to Montaigne for the use for our theme song, My Life is Better With You. Check out Montaigne's new album, It's Hard to Be a Fish, if you haven't already. It's got so much wonderful music to offer you, and it's all right there, and you can just listen to it. Do we have a fear?
We do. Griffin, will you read it this week?
Sure thing. Here it comes. Just got to shrink this big tab of you guys out of the way. Get out of here, brothers. What is this? Get out of there. You still there?
Yep.
It's right here.
Cool. Here it goes. This year, I will be faster than my fear of being bullied at the farmer's market.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, may kiss your dad square on the lips.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.